Well, the flooding to Australia's north is a reminder of the recent huge rain event here in New South Wales, when vast torrents pummeled the land, in some cases in areas that had already been savaged by the fierce 2019-20 wildfires. There's an ongoing impact of that double assault. Massive amounts of unstable soil has been swept away, draining into waterways, threatening river and wetland ecosystems and animal life, and wreaking havoc for farmers. Now, amid plans for salvage logging in some areas, there's a fight over whether areas that have been damaged by multiple natural disasters should be left alone altogether. Alexia Atwood reports.
Marita Albert dreads rain. Ever since the Warwa fires burnt 90% of her cattle property near Kooriong, along the New South Wales-Victorian border over the infamous Black Summer, she's had major headaches on her pastures.
Fires burnt so hot out in the hills where all the gullies are that there was nothing to hold the soil in place. And when we had very heavy rain, it's continually washing these large amounts of head-sized rocks coming out of these gullies and across the landscape.
The rocks settle on her paddocks, block drains, roadways and destroy dam walls.
And every time it rains, we go, oh my God, is this going to happen again?
These rock slides don't just wreak havoc across the land. Rain following fire can have big consequences for underwater ecosystems. Professor Jamie Pittock from the Australian National University is an expert in environmental management and freshwater ecology. He explains what happens when organic matter in the top layers of soil is burnt, becomes loose, and washes away in extreme rain events.
The silt clogs up the gills of many freshwater animals. It smothers the rocks in the bottom of the streams where a lot of the insects live that are the food source for so many freshwater animals. And so we risk losing an awful lot of our fish and other fauna of these rivers and streams.
Professor David Lindenmeyer from the Australian National University is an expert in environmental monitoring and conservation. He says the consequences of drought, fire, flood and logging for Australia's forest ecosystems will be seen for decades.
If we want to prevent these ecosystems being really badly messed up and the impacts lasting for 60, 70, 80 years from now, then we do have to take remedial action to make sure that we don't further damage already heavily disturbed ecosystems. Enough is enough. What needs to happen here is that in places like New South Wales, the Environmental Protection Agency needs to step in and regulate organisations like the Forestry Corporation to limit the amount of damage that's going to be occurring as a consequence of a combination of fire plus logging plus floods. And the same will need to happen in northeastern Victoria as well, where there's several thousand hectares of forest that's planned for post-fire salvage logging. We actually need to remove that extra human disturbance, which is only going to make the recovery process much more difficult.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the New South Wales Forestry Corporation said that it follows robust rules that govern harvesting. It says that operations on the state's north coast have been suspended due to flooding and they've only recently restarted on the south coast after bushfires. It says extra environmental safeguards have been added. Monique Dawson is the chief executive of Vic Forests.
We take great care to ensure that we don't further impact on those areas. We are on the hook for the quality of the regenerations. If we salvage harvest an area where the trees are dead, it takes pressure off those areas of the forest that have not been fire killed. And specifically in the case of the fires last year, we focused all of our efforts at those areas that were fire killed and therefore had very little in the way of residual biodiversity value, so that our colleagues in the Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning could actually do the work in the other areas to work out what impact there had been, particularly on threatened species of flora and fauna.
Monique Dawson from Vic Forests, Alexia Atwood with that report.